The supermarket group Tesco has announced plans to increase payments to farmers for milk. Our business correspondent Nils Blythe has more details.
Farmers have long complained that they often make a loss on selling milk to supermarkets and that on average 3 dairy farms close down every day. Now Tesco has come up with a plan to buy its milk in a different way and crucially pay farmers a bit more. Instead of around 18 pence a litre, the farmers will get 22 pence. Tesco customers buying ordinary milk won't be asked to pay more, but for those who want to support the farming community, there will also be local choice milk sourced from small local farms, which will cost about tuppence a pint extra. Tesco and the other supermarkets are currently being investigated by the Competition Commission, but the suggestion that these are attempts to head off criticism was played down by the Farmers Union president, Peter Kendall. Tesco is not the first to deliberately pay farmers slightly above market prices for milk. Waitrose and Marks and Spencer already do so. But Tesco is Britain's biggest milk retailer, and its decision could influence others.
The company which makes Ribena has been fined thousands of pounds because of the discovery by 2 schoolgirls that it was misleading the public about the health benefits. Adverts by GlaxoSmithKline in New Zealand stated the blackcurrant drink had 4 times the vitamin C of oranges. But the claim didn't stand up to the scrutiny of the girls' science project. Helena Wilkinson reports.
The deception came to light 3 years ago when the girls, Anna Devathasan and Jenny Suo, conducted what was a fun science experiment at school. They wanted to test the vitamin C content of various popular fruit drinks. The girls found almost no trace of vitamin C. They took their findings to GlaxoSmithKline, but they were ignored. So they went to a consumer rights show who took the company to court. GlaxoSmithKline pleaded guilty to 15 charges and admitted its adverts may have left consumers with a wrong impression of the health benefits. It was fined over £80,000 and told to run correct ads.